8, 6, 1, 0.
Welcome to the Radio Art Hour, a show where art is not just on the radio, but is the radio.
Oh, radio, radio. Uh-huh. Oh, radio, radio.
The Radio Art Hour draws from the Wavefarm Broadcast Radio Art Archive, an online resource that aims to identify, coalesce, and celebrate historical and contemporary international radio artworks made by artists around the world. Created specifically for terrestrial AM/FM broadcast. Whether it be by commercial, public, community, or independent transmission. Come on a journey with us as radio artists explore broadcast radio space through poetic resuscitations and playful celebrations, subversions of the complex relationship between senders and receivers in this hour of radio about radio. Go to wavefarm.org for more information about the Radio Art Hour and Wavefarm's Radio Art Archives.
699. I'm Tom Rowe at the Wave Farm in New York, and today on the Radio Art Hour, we're going to listen to textures of radio, from Absolute Value of Noise, Anna Friss and Glenn Gear, from Scanner, from Negative Land, and from Joyce Hinnerding and David Haynes. First, we're going to tune in Magnetic Radio from Absolute Value of Noise, Anna Friss and Glenn Gear. The collaborators write about their album Somewhere a Voice is Calling, which the song is taken from. Quote, on Christmas Day 1906, Reginald Aubrey Fessenden transmitted music and voice across the Atlantic in the first radio broadcast in history. Inspired by this event, radio artist Absolute Value of Noise and Anna Friss, joined with animator live video mixer Glenn Gear, created a performance that worked with the themes of invisible sounds, hidden voices, and the early days of radio communication on the Atlantic Ocean. Here is Absolute Value of Noise, Anna Friss and Glenn Gear with Magnetic Radio from Somewhere a Voice is Calling. That was Magnetic Radio from Absolute Value of Noise, Anna Friz and Glenn Gear. So we listened to textural radio today on the Radio Art Hour. Next, we're going to tune in Scanner's RF Radiation from his 1995 album Spore. The British artist known as Scanner is Robin Rimbaugh, whose early controversial work used found mobile phone conversations. This track is from his second album and includes a sample of someone warning about the dangers of mobile phone radio waves.
They can damage people is by resonances. For example, some parts of the radio frequency spectrum are resonant with the human body. Now, you know, we only really found out about that in the middle of the 1980s, and that the standards for exposure were suddenly and quickly changed as people realized that you could actually resonate a human body, which is about 6 foot long, depending on the resonant frequency of the wave, and an RF wave can be 6 foot long. And the way that works is that the wavelength is always related to the frequency of the radio wave. And so if you know the wavelength, you know the frequency. And the wavelength which resonates or shakes something is always the same as its wavelength. So we can work out which the resonant frequencies, for example, would resonate the human skull. And we found that by some unfortunate mischance, the frequency range we have chosen for mobile phones is precisely the same frequency which resonates the human skull. And that is going to lead to a great deal of research, I think, as people wonder whether these mobile phones are harmful or not. Now, way back in 1924, there was a man called Albert Abrams who suggested and used the idea that radio frequencies could be used to diagnose illness and even to create illness or even to cure illness. And he is the original inventor of what was called the black box. Now, nobody really believed him in the medical fraternity, and he died, although he was a very brilliant man, and he died in somewhat ignominious circumstances. But the president of the Royal Society of Medicine at that time, in 1924 or 5, said the most remarkable statement. He said, there will come a time when every important person will carry around with them a portable cordless telephone. And in that day, on that day, then everyone will begin to realize the importance of Albert Abrams and his work. And he said that in 1924, but it's only today, of course, that we're getting mobile phones. And that prediction is beginning to come true. We are finding that the resonant frequencies of RF radiations can probably cause brain tumors. They can weaken the barrier between the blood and the brain so that that's made permeable, which causes hemorrhages. And all of these radio frequencies are having a much more damaging effect on our long-term health than we at first thought.
Welcome back. Before we go on, please. Six ceramic animals.
Fair Isle. Thursday.
Please.
White, falling slowly. Good.
The donkey's head that served as a jar lid.
White.
With a painted vase between its ears.
One sweet acidophilus.
A television personality says, okay.
Okay.
We now fully expect things not to follow from other things. Such that when things do not follow from other things,
this is trending.
They seem to follow quite naturally from other things.
Dude,
the real non sequitur has perhaps become the sequitur, so to speak.
Stop.
When a point follows from another point, it seems not to follow at all because we expect it not to follow. And when it doesn't,
huge teeth on one side of his mouth.
It seems as if it does because we expected it not to.
What does that mean?
When a point follows from another point,
what used to be called editing,
ponderous column,
we expect it not to follow.
Yeah, absolutely not necessarily.
And when it doesn't,
it authenticates itself.
It seems as if it does because we expected it not to. In other words,
Viking, Pharaohs, becoming poor. Variable,
Susparilla.
White, losing its identity for a time. Good.
It was a nightmare.
It was a light fixture.
No, there is so much information coming in.
We never made love again, but we always remained friends. And then he said, I'm going to break your fucking arms.
And now we have a sort of an information overload.
What is softer than the flesh of a child?
Attention is profitability for these companies.
Cosmic habit force.
We don't know what's important and what's television and what's...
sensuality.
My wife is in the hospital.
Oh, no.
Pink toothbrush.
She ran home for a meatloaf sandwich. Let's wait
what?
For
it. What? He had a dim wing.
There is so much coming in.
Time magazine.
Glancing around, you see a mousetrap closed over your eyeglasses.
We don't know what's important and what we shouldn't.
Well, the other lens has been smeared with mustard.
Fair Isle.
We shouldn't.
And someone is beating on the glasses with a hammer. Set them on fire.
Not everybody is able to trust what would otherwise be organic disease.
We don't know what we should be concentrating on or what's the deliberate manufacturing of falsehood.
But you guys caused the death of somebody you should have never... Oh, hey, wait a minute. I got marbles here.
Animals.
Because who in their right mind ever thought it was okay to put a concrete company 50 feet from a family home? A residential home.
Octopus.
And guess what? My dad called it dental floss.
More mobility.
And guess what I did with it?
Why?
I put it away. Now remember, I have six butts, not six boobs. So you know what? I'm going to be here every single meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
See, I don't want to put words in my mouth.
Things do not follow from other things.
Isn't that kind of editing deceptive?
And again, so I'll convince myself that I was just what you see in
Pharaohs.
It's a very exciting time to be in news.
Start questioning about if the society has not become insane.
Go away.
Sweet acidophilus.
And by the way, we're still angry.
Why?
Because your body is sick.
This is trending.
I am the media.
We are the media.
Oh, yeah.
It's a storm of lies.
The ocean is alive with leaping fish.
Every day.
They're wearing Etruscan name badges.
Pregnant roller skates.
We assault you with so many contradictory messages that you don't know what's going on at all. You are crazy out of your mind.
Sequitur.
Real.
Got it. We'll tune your recommendations.
Get over it.
That's a wrap.
What is that?
That's the sound of me being hit by a tennis ball.
Viking. Pharaohs. Becoming poor. Yeah. Variable. White. Losing its identity for a time. Good.
Believe me, it hurts.
Good.
That was Sequitur from Negative Land and their 2021 EP No Brain. It is a cascade of samples about and from radio wave broadcasts. The dictionary says that sequitur is the, quote, conclusion of an inference, unquote. And before Sequitur, we heard from the British artist Scanner and his RF radiation. Next, we're going to tune into a final track on the Radio Art Hour today. Here is Joyce Hinnerding and David Haynes' performance from October 2016 at the Radio Revolten Conference in Germany. Hinterding is an Australian artist known for exploring electromagnetic phenomena with large sculptural antenna works, video and sound producing installations, and experimental audio works for performance. She partners with Haynes on many large-scale works. Here they use homemade antennas to harness raw electromagnetic energy in the room. On this October 2016 performance from the Radio Revolten Conference, Australian artist Joyce Hinterding and David Haynes on the Radio Art Hour.
Oh, okay. The click that you were listening to was the click of the stage, so we guess it's gonna start soon. We can tell you that if you hear a deep sound, that's the technician, because he's sitting directly under the microphones for the room. Right now they are checking the lights. Ah, now we have more light on the stage. Excitement is rising. Joyce Hinterding und?
David Haynes.
David Haynes.
Beide aus Australien.
From Australia. Kangaroo Land. Wir sind raus.
Thank you. Radio is dead. Long live Radio Revolt and Radio. RadioRevolt.net.
That was a live performance from Australian radio artists Joyce Hinnerding and David Haynes from a October 2016 performance at the Radio Revolten Conference in Germany on the Radio Art Hour.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farm's WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.